So it was that Turgon fought his way southward, until coming behind the guard of Húrin and Hwar, he passed down Sirion and escaped. And he vanished into the mountains, and was hidden from the eyes of Morgoth. But the brothers drew the remnant of the mighty men of the house of Hador about them, and foot by foot they withdrew, until they came behind the fen of Serech, and had the stream of Rivil before them. There they stood, and gave way no more. Then all the hosts of Angband swarmed against them, and they bridged the stream with their dead, and encircled the remnant of Hithlum as a gathering tide about a rock. There, as the sun westered, and the shadows of the Ered Wethrin grew dark, Huor fell, pierced with a venomed arrow in the eye, and all the valiant men of Hador were slain about him in a heap. And the orcs hewed their heads and piled them as a mound of gold in the sunset. Last of all, Húrin stood alone. Then he cast aside his shield and seized the axe of an orc captain and wielded it two-handed. And it is sung that the axe smoked in the black blood of the troll god of Gothmog until it withered. And each time that he slew, Húrin cried aloud, "Aure and Tuluvar! Day shall come again!" 70 times he uttered that cry, but they took him at last alive by the command of Morgoth, who thought thus to do him more evil than by death. Therefore the orcs grappled Húrin with their hands, which clung to him still, though he hewed off their arms, and ever their numbers were renewed, till he fell buried beneath them. Then Gothmog bound him, and dragged him to Angband with mockery. Thus ended the Nirnaeth Arnoediad, as the sun went down beyond the sea. Night fell in Hithlum, and there came a great storm of wind out of the west. Great was the triumph of Morgoth, though all the purposes of his malice were not yet accomplished. One thought troubled him deeply, and marred his victory with unquiet. Turgon had escaped his net. Of all his foes, the one whom he had most desired to take or destroy. For Turgon of the great house of Fingolfin was now by right king of all the Noldor, and Morgoth feared and hated the house of Fingolfin, because they had scorned him in Valinor, and had the friendship of Ulmo, his foe, and because of the wounds that Fingolfin gave him in battle. And most of all, Morgoth feared Turgon, for of old in Valinor his eye had lighted on him, and whenever he drew near, a dark shadow had fallen on his spirit, foreboding that in some time that yet lay hidden in doom, from Turgon, ruin should come to him.